You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Baby Lord, have mercy, I'm Matt the Cat, where it's at, hitting you with a jive that keeps you alive as I buzz around your hive and always strive to bring you 100% stone cold rhythm and blues and the soul that came before rock and roll. It's the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s R&B. Last week, the program focused on the innovative sounds of Mr. Ellis McDaniel, better known as Bo Diddley. We featured every single recording Bo made in 1955, from his number one smash, Bo Diddley, to its bluesy flip side, I'm a Man. We also heard charting records Diddley Daddy and Pretty Thing, among others. 1955 was a breakthrough year, but after Pretty Thing charted in early 1956, the charting hits stopped for three solid years. However, during those 3 years, Bo Diddley released, in my opinion, some of his most diverse works. Bo was an innovator, from the Hambone beat, which became known as the Bo Diddley beat, to the fact that he wrote most of the songs he recorded, to his speaking singing style, and the makeup of his band. I mean, Jerome Green playing maracas on nearly every record was a unique sound for the day. There's no question, Bo Diddley was an innovator. And this week we're going to focus on his recordings from 1956 through 59. During this period, we find some of his most enduring recordings, even if they didn't chart. And Bo dabbled in many different styles during this period as well, from straight-ahead blues to walking, talking blues, and even some romantic ballads where Bo Diddley actually sings. Man, I'm really excited to bring these great records to you this week on the Juke in the Back. Let's kick it off with Bo's first recording session of 1956. It was held on May 24th in Chicago. We have Jody Williams on guitar, Jerome Green on maracas, and Clifton James on the tubs. It was a stripped-down group, and it gave the three tunes that were recorded that day a unique flavor. Up first, one of Bo's best-remembered songs, Who Do You Love? An interesting tidbit about this one is even though it's one of his best-loved songs, Bo did not perform this one with the Bo Diddley beat. Instead, Clifton James uses more of a double-time beat on the drums. How can you tell that this was such an enduring record? Well, it was covered by so many other artists that it was kept alive during the rock and roll era by the likes of Ronnie Hawkins and the Hawks, the Quicksilver Messenger Service, the Woolies, rocker George Thorogood, and even folky Tom Rush. And check out those lyrics, man. They're dark and foreboding. Without further ado, let's open up this week's feature on Bo Diddley, 1956 through 59. Here's Who Do You Love?
I walk 47 miles of barbed wire. I use a cobra snake for a necktie. I got a brand new house on the roadside, made from rattlesnake hide. I got a brand new chimney made on top, made out of a human skull. Now come on, take a little walk with me, Arlene, and tell me, who do you love? 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 Tombstone hand and a graveyard mind, just 22 and I don't mind dying. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? I rode around the town, use a rattlesnake whip. Take it easy, Arlie, don't give me no lip. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? sky was blue. Down the alley, ice wagon flew. Hit a bump and somebody screamed. You should have heard just what I seen. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Arlene took me by my hand. She said, ooh, wee, boy, you know I understand. Who do you love, honey? Who do you love? Who do you love? I spill beans, I'm bad, and mean don't mess with me. Now all you women, remember when I was 21? That was a year, baby, that I had a lot of fun. But a year has gone by, I'm now 22, I can eat nails, honey, and drink gunpowder soup. I spill B-A-D, I'm bad, don't mess with me. Now, honey, you better tell your husband, quit sneaking, peeping at me. He wanna find out the man that I'm the supposed to be. Now, I'll misuse it real, honey, and mess up his face. I'll even try to snatch both of his legs out of place. B. A. D. Bad. One more question, honey, before I start to stutter. I can even tell you why. White milk make yellow butter. I'm B. A. D. Bad. You asked me, honey, what it was all about. You even asked me where the light went when it went out. I'm B A D Bad. Don't mess with me.
Diddley, I'm bad. Sort of a I'm a man sound-alike, but no less intimidating. Man, nobody does tough guy better than Bo Diddley. Well, maybe John Lee Hooker. That was the A and B side, Who Do You Love with I'm Bad, of Bo Diddley's first single release of 1956. Both tunes were recorded on May 24th of 56 in Chicago. But baby, there was one more tune recorded at that May 26th recording session. It remained unreleased until recently. It's Bo Diddley's original recording of Love Is Strange. If you look at the publishing, you'll see that Ethel Smith, who was Bo Diddley's second wife, wrote the tune. But really, Bo Diddley wrote it and published it under her name, so that the Chess Records in-house publishing crew wouldn't get the rights to it. It's unclear why Chess chose not to issue it. Later in the year, it ended up in New York City when Mickey and Sylvia cut it for Groove Records. That one, the version we all know, would go on to be a big number one rhythm and blues record and cross over to number 11 on the pop chart. Of course, it's hard to imagine Love is Strange without Sylvia Vanderpool's sexy come-on lines. But here it is, baby. And just by listening to the music on this, you can hear where Mickey Baker got the inspiration for his guitar flares. Here's Bo Diddley with the previously unreleased original version of Love is Strange.
Jump back to my right. He says, now,
I want you to drive up in that alley. Not that alley, that one over there. And cool it behind that liquor store. And keep a sharp lookout at all times while I sneak in that back door. That's what he told me. He said, keep my foot on that gas and always be on guard. Cause when he come running out there with all that money, he wanted me to mash on it real hard. He said, now, don't let him come out of there and find me a double cross. Because he's murder when he eats on. Bitch, butter sky. I said, but I don't understand, sir. Don't try no monkey business. I've got the stopper in my hand. Ooh-wee, while I was sitting there just trembling, a spotlight hit me dead in the face. The cop pulled up behind me and said,
move up a little bit, man, for we want to take your place.
And then this guy come running out of the store with the money in his hand and said, oh, there you are. He made a mistake in the dark and ran and leaped in the police car. When they put the handcuffs on him, I said, child, your crime have outgrew him. And then they said,
yeah, we're gonna put him so far back in jail this time till they're gonna have to pump air into him.
Bo Diddley with the first song to feature the multi-talented Jerome Green speaking the vocal on Cops and Robbers. Of course, Jerome would be back for Say Man and Say Man Back Again and a couple of other tunes. But that's his first appearance on a Bo Diddley record vocally. His maracas would be on almost everything Bo was recording during this period. That tune, along with its flip side, Down Home Special, were recorded at an October 1956 session. They were the only two songs cut that day. We'll hear Down Home Special a little later on in the program. Up next, another record which uses Bo Diddley's name in the title, yet doesn't sound like the original song Bo Diddley. He had a way of doing that. I mean, Diddley Daddy doesn't sound like Bo Diddley. And Hey Bo Diddley doesn't sound like the tune Bo Diddley. Hey Bo Diddley was recorded at the first session of 1957, held on February 8th. It was also the first time that Bo recorded outside of Chicago. He recorded two songs on February 8th in New York City. Backing him up is New York guitarist Peggy Jones, who would later be referred to as Lady Bo. And don't get her confused with the Duchess. She wouldn't join the group until 62. Jerome Green is, of course, on maracas, and it's either Clifton James or Frank Kirkland on the tubs. See, Kirkland was playing drums in Bo's road band and occasionally filled in on sessions. Clifton James wanted to remain off the road, so since this session was held in New York, it's probably Frank Kirkland on drums. The vocal group that you hear behind him on Bo Diddley is Peggy Jones and members of the Flamingos. The single, Hey Bo Diddley, backed with Mona, should have been a double-sided hit, but unfortunately it failed to chart. Let's put the platter down and make it splatter like pancake batter, baby. Here's this week's feature, Bo Diddley with Hey Bo Diddley.
Like Buffalo Bill. One day she decides she'd go for a ride with a pistol and a sword by her side. She rolled right up to my front door, knocked and knocked till her fist got sore. When she turned and walked away, all I could hear my baby say, oh,
Cadillac, eh?
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Charles Liebman, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Michael Carey, Mark and Marion McAlpine, and contributors Jeffrey Ehrlich, Glenn Dicker. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Can you come out in the front? Listen to my heart go bump-de-bump. I need you, baby, if that's no lie. Love your love, I will surely die.
Oh, baby, the Bo Diddley beat is back on that one. It's Mona, the flip side of Hey Bo Diddley, which came to the world as checker number 860 back in 1957. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. This week we're featuring Bo Diddley's great records from 1956 through 59. Mona and Hey Bo Diddley were recorded back on February 8th of 57 in New York City. His next session took place back in Chicago 6 months later on August 15th of 57. This time it's a fuller band with the great Willie Dixon playing bass. Peggy Jones is still on guitar because Jody Williams had left the group. Lafayette Leake, who played piano on many of Chuck Berry's records, is playing piano in this session. Jerome Green is on maracas, and it's either Clifton James or Frank Kirkland on the drums. Three songs were recorded at that session: Say Boss Man, Before You Accuse Me, and the previously unreleased Run Diddly Daddy. Bo Diddley's next single release was checker number 878. And featured Say Boss Man on one side and Before You Accuse Me as the flip side. That has become a blues standard.
covered by Creedence Clearwater Revival, Eric Clapton, and many others. So let's hear both sides of another fantabulous Bo Diddley single which failed to chart. Here's Say Boss Man, backed with Before You Accuse Me. You cats and kittens are digging the juke in the back and the soul that came before rock and roll.
Need shoes on their feet. Boss man, can't you see? Those 19 kids I've got to feed. Try my love one more time.
from somebody else.
Bo Diddley wrote it, and now it's a blues standard. Before you accuse me, take a look at yourself. We're featuring Bo Diddley, 1956 through 59, on this week's Juke in the Back and the Soul That Came Before Rock and Roll. I'm your host, Matt the Cat. And Bo Diddley's next recording session was held in Chicago on January 29, 1958. It produced his second biggest record of his career, Say Man. But the Chess Brothers wouldn't release Say Man for another year and a half. His next single chronologically, however, did come from that session, and it included the tune Hush Your Mouth, which if you listen closely, you can hear Bo Diddley's interpretation of the old lullaby, Hush Little Baby. Hush Your Mouth's flip side was Dearest Darling. We're going to hear those sides back to back right now on The Juke in the Back, featuring Bo Diddley.
Take my hand.
A very soulful sounding bow with Dearest Darling from a January 1958 session. Now, you can't accuse Bo Diddley of being too prolific during this period, because he wouldn't have another recording session until September of 58, a whole 8 months later. This was Bo's second recording session held in New York City, so the Chicago players like Willie Dixon on bass and Lafayette Leake on piano are absent from these recordings. The Chess Brothers would select two of the four songs recorded during that session for the A and B sides of Bo's next single, checker number 907, Willie and Lily. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the great Bo Diddley, 1956 through 59, on this week's Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s Rhythm and Blues.
Rock and roll and rockabilly, made me lose my sweet little Lily. 40 days, 40 nights, still no Lily in sight. Up on the mountain like a jack, howling and howling for Lily come back. Up on the mountain I was facing the moon. Every little star tell me see Lily soon. Knock on the door. She said, "Hello, Willie, I love you so." He said, "Hello, Lily, why did you go?" She said, "Hello, Willie, I ain't gonna leave no more."
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring Bo Diddley, and I'd like to go back to his 1956 single release, Cops and Robbers, which we heard earlier in the program. Let's flip it over and hear its B-side, Down Home Special, which was recorded in Chicago in October of 1956, and features Bo giving a shout-out to the town of his birth, Macomb, Mississippi. It's this week's great 78, Bo Diddley with Down Home Special.
All aboard!
Let me get in here and get me a ticket.
Say, man, look here. Is this a Down Home Special?
Yeah.
Well, give me a ticket there, man.
What ticket, man?
A ticket to Macomb, Mississippi.
Macomb?
Yeah, Macomb.
I thought you was going to Appaloosa.
Yeah, I'm going to Appaloosa, all right. The train going through there, but I ain't getting off.
I'm going home to see my baby. I'm going home to see my baby. I'm going home to see my baby. Well, I don't
plane, even out on the sea. I can't find a woman to satisfy me. Got a woman in the country, one in the city too. I have got to find a woman to thrill me through and through. I'm going home to see my baby.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. With you.
I'm sorry by this week's feature, Bo Diddley, showing us his smooth side. I've mentioned several times throughout the program about the diversity of recordings Bo Diddley made. That one there proves it. It's a straight-up doo-wop record. And Bo is actually singing instead of just talking his way through the song. A real fantastic record, and the public thought so too. I'm Sorry, which was recorded in December of 1958 in New York City, brought Bo Diddley back to the charts in March of 59, topping out at number 17, Rhythm and Blues. Up next is another tune from that December 58 session that also made the charts. Bo Diddley was back, baby. This one has a nice Latin tinge to it. It's Crackin' Up, which hit number 14 R&B in August of 59 and crossed over to number 62 on the pop chart. I'm Matt the Cat, and we're featuring Bo Diddley's great recordings from 56 through 59. Here's Crackin' Up on the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues.
Feeling right.
Bo Diddley with Say Man, which came out in September of 1959 and topped out at number 3 R&B and crossed over to a whopping number 20 on the pop charts. That would be his second biggest career rhythm and blues record and his biggest pop success, making Say Man Bo Diddley's all-around biggest record. It's so crazy because you wouldn't expect a record like that. Two African-American guys trading insults to be so big on the pop charts in 1959. That's Jerome Green signifying and playing the maracas. Initially, the Chess Brothers were nervous about that song and didn't want to release it. It was recorded on January 28th of 58, and like I said, didn't get released until September of 59, more than a year and a half later. Well, after that song hit so big, the Chess Brothers rushed Bo Diddley back into the studio to record a follow-up called Say Man Back Again. It's not nearly as good as the original, but it also charted at the end of 59. Say Man Back Again hit number 23 on the Rhythm and Blues chart and crossed over to number 106, Pop. We're going to close this week's Juke in the Back as we close 1959 in our two-part segment on the great 50s recordings of Bo Diddley. Baby, I hope you dug the show, and I hope you'll always remember that soul, it's a feeling, and you'll get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s R&B, right here on the Juke in the Back. Well, I better get on out of here before Miss Rosie gets cross with me. So let's end it with one more Bo Diddley number. Here's Say Man Back Again. Have a wonderful week, everybody, and I'll catch y'all on that flip side. Bye-bye.
Well, well, real good again. Back to the same old place. How y'all doing out there? Hey, my man. Uh-oh, here come trouble. That same old cat again.
What's happening, Jill?
Why?
You been in jail, ain't you?
Now, how come I had to be in jail?
Well, it's just good to see you back on the scene again.
Yeah, I've been away.
Hey, look here.
What at?
If you keep messing with my old lady, you're going back.
Say, man.
Yeah.
Speaking about your old lady, I seen that new girl you got.
Yeah, ain't she nice?
Yeah, she got everything a man would want. Mustache, yeah. Pound, chest, everything.
And what's that? Hey, look here.
Where that?
I was out with your girl.
Is that right?
Yeah. Man, that chick was so skinny, she had to tie some knots in her legs and make some knees.
Oh. That wasn't none of my girls.
Who was it?
That was your wife.
You trying to call my old lady ugly on the slap?
No, I wouldn't call her ugly. The word ain't in the dictionary to call her.
Them that fighting words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all right with me.
You meet me after dark tomorrow night in the alley.
I'll be there.
You gonna be there by yourself?
That's right, I'll be there all by myself.
I know it cause I ain't coming.
Say, man.
Yeah.
That sure is a nice suit you got on now.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah, that's sharp. That's a Simo suit, ain't it?
What kind of suit is that?
Simo holes in your sea suit.
One thing.
What is
it? I can do what you doing.
How come you ain't doing it then?
I got you doing it.
Somebody's got to do something up here. You ain't doing nothing.
I done told you you can't do what you see me do.
What you doing, you ought to be ashamed of it.
You look like an accident going to hell.
That's all right. At least I wasn't gonna look like it. At least I wasn't in no hacking fight. Everybody had a hacking except me.
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.